This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit West Bengal today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nadia district. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering there. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. The projects will also boost the economic growth in the region and will provide impetus to the growth of tourism across the region. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will travel to Assam on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees in the state. He will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Bamboo Orchids Terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati today. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. Our correspondent reports that the terminal reflects Assam's biodiversity and cultural heritage, inspired by the theme Bamboo Orchids.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rs. 4,000 crore new Bamboo Orchids Terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati on his arrival from West Bengal at 3 p.m. Mr. Modi will also unveil an 80-foot-tall statue of former Chief Minister Gopinath Bordoloi at the airport and will address a public meeting outside the terminal building. The Prime Minister will then lead a massive roadshow towards the BJP headquarters in the city and will interact with the party workers. Mr. Modi will spend the night at the state guest house in Guwahati. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will interact with the students of schools in his program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard a cruise ship. Aminul Haqzuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that substantial progress has been made over the past 11 years in developing next-generation infrastructure. He made these remarks while addressing the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Association of India National Conclave in New Delhi. The minister said several flagship initiatives, including National Infrastructure Pipeline, Bharatmala, Sagarmala and Parvatmala, have significantly strengthened urban development and laid out a clear roadmap to position India among the world's leading infrastructure countries. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed all airlines to strictly comply with passenger facilitation norms in view of prevailing fog and low visibility conditions affecting flight operations. The ministry said that airlines have been instructed to ensure timely and accurate flight information, provide meals and refreshments during extended delays, and facilitate rebooking or refunds in case of cancellations. The ministry also directed airlines to ensure no denial of boarding after timely check-in and provide special support for persons with disabilities. Ladakh is celebrating the Losar festival today to mark the Ladakhi New Year. Lieutenant Governor Ravinder Gupta extended greetings to the people of Ladakh on the auspicious occasion of Losar, the traditional New Year celebrated with devotion and joy across the Union Territory. Jammu and Kashmir is all set to host its first ever international Indian-style wrestling or Dangal event along with Rustam-e Jammu Kashmir title 2025 at the iconic Maulana Azad Stadium in Jammu today. The mega sporting event will witness participation of more than 100 international and national Dangal stars who will compete for the title. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a commanding 8-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the semi-final in Dubai last evening to set up the title clash with Pakistan. Put into bat, Sri Lanka were restricted to 138 for 8 by India in the rain-hit match, reduced to 20 overs per side after heavy showers delayed the start of the play. In reply, India overhauled the target of 139 runs with a loss of just 2 wickets in 18 overs. In the other semi-final, Pakistan knocked out defending champions Bangladesh with a resounding 8-wicket victory. The summit clash between India and Pakistan will take place in Dubai tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.